You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
William Hill, Sam Norris here, joined by former King of the Jungle, Carl Fogarty, head of the 2016 final. First things first, a very good morning to you, Carl.
Yeah, good morning, mate.
Enjoyed your holiday?
Absolutely brilliant holiday, yeah, fantastic. A bit of a shock to the system. I landed in Manchester, it's like minus after being in 30 degrees for the last 7 days. But yeah, all good, mate, all good. Good to be home, actually.
Good stuff, I can imagine. So, and this year's 2016 then, first of all, have you enjoyed this year's edition? It's been very very friendly for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of reminds me of 2 years ago when I was in. It was, you know, we had a good friendly, but everyone got on really well, to be honest, and very harmonious camp, I guess you'd call it. Yeah, which I think sometimes is better to watch. It's easier on the eyes, not as cringy as, like I said, last year when you had some big egos in there and you had the sort of the so-called Lady C, which was, she was horrendous. So yeah, it's kind of, it's been a nice, a good bunch actually. They've all been quite good to watch, apart from Martin, who's a bit annoying, I guess. There's always one.
Yeah, it's been fairly refreshing to just watch nice people getting on. And full bellies always help as well. They've really excelled at the trials this year.
Yeah, they have. You're right. Done well. I think Adam's done pretty much most of them. And from being a bit of a wimp at the start, he's kind of, you know, he's looking like, you know, certainly a favourite to even win it now, possibly. He's changed himself around. It kind of happens to that, really. You kind of win there all these kind of, I guess, fears and phobias, and by the end of the 3 weeks in there, if you're still in, then you kind of conquer them all, really. And he seems to have done that, and fair play to him, he's definitely turned it around.
You think they sort of almost learn their lesson when they're in there, and they realise that if you perform poorly at trials, you will be voted in again and again and again. So it almost makes sense to man up, and you won't have to do them every single day, if you like.
That's what generally happens with the public. They kind of, if you're really, really good at them and you're a bit boring, I guess, then they don't pick you very often, which is probably my case. But if you're really, really bad, then obviously they pick you all the time. If you're bad but at the same time good, if that makes any sense. Whereas I think Adam was, he was quite entertaining with some of the stuff that came out of his mouth when he was getting scared, and he was still doing the trials and getting through them. And so I think they picked him because they obviously liked watching, because he was scared of stuff, but he was actually quite brave and he would do it as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. We saw Sam lead the jungle last night, who I know you put up on your last piece with Alex as one of the outsiders. She was as big as 50-1 last week. Obviously hasn't won it, but to finish fourth, a real shock really for an Olympian who was sort of a relative unknown going into this.
Yeah, I'm pleased that I called that one right, really. Yeah. I said, like I say, just over a week ago now, I think it was, that I thought she'd be a bit of a dark horse. Certainly, I thought she'd be in the top five. And yeah, she was. So, but again, last night when I was watching the programme, I said to my wife, I said, I think Sam will go now before the voting. She's kind of gone, pretty much, as I thought it would do, really. There's no real shocks at all at the moment. Sam did really, really well, and I think people warmed to that. The only shock, a slight shock I've seen in the whole series, really, I thought Larry would be in the top three or four, you know, and he's not there. So that's the only one that I've kind of got wrong with, apart from now it's all gone bang on at the moment, the way I'm looking at it, really.
Yeah, it was a great shout on Sam to last this long. She went out last night in fourth, which leaves us with a final three. It's the top three in the betting, who have been the top three in the betting for some time now. Scarlett Moffat, the 1-2 favourite. Adam Thomas, 5-2. And Joel Dommett is 6-1. We'll start with Joel, who was another one who sort of went into this, not exactly a household name like some of the rest of them are, but has come across really well throughout the show. And he's probably been the biggest market mover, whereas Scarlett and Adam were always expected to do well.
Yeah, you're right. I thought he was a bit of an outsider for me. I thought he would be in the top five or six, and here he is in the top three. So yeah, he's just good to watch, and he's quite funny. He's an expected comedian, and he's, you know, he's good around camp, good with challenges, and just all around sort of good guy, really. So, you know, again, the public have warmed to him, and yeah, he's in that top three. And I'm surprised if he won it. I think of the three that are in there now, I would have him down for third, but he could be second, in my opinion. But if he did win it, that would be the only one of them three in there that would kind of shock me a little bit, really. The other two wouldn't shock me either way, even though I guess from day one, I did say Scarlett from day one would win it, so I'm not going to change my mind now. I'm going to probably still go with that. And so that puts Adam in second, really, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit if it was the other way around, you know.
Yeah, in terms of Joel, he's also been very self-deprecating during his time in the camp, obviously talking about some of his recent heartbreaks, etc. How much of a good tactic almost is that to sort of endear yourself to the public when you are very open and very happy to laugh at yourself?
Yeah, I don't think it's a tactic to get votes or anything like that. A lot of times when you're in the situation Joel's in, you're kind of unaware of the cameras and that you're on TV. The only time I was aware of them, I was on TV is when I went out and did a trial or a Dingle Dollar Challenge or something like that.
Yes.
So he's just chatting away to Scarlett and not really, you know, doing it in any way to get public votes in any way, I don't think. He's just sitting there for a lot of hours in the day. And, if there's not much going on, then that's the only thing that they've got to show that day. And we'll just show him chatting away to Scarlett about his girlfriends or whatever. So,
yes.
Yeah, but it's not to get public votes anyway. It's just in this open up, I guess, to somebody. Your emotions are all over the place when you're in there. It is an amazing experience. It's one of the best experiences I've ever done in my life. It is incredible. But you're ready all over the place at times. Like I said, it's a roller coaster of emotions. And I guess some of his emotions were coming out last night.
Yeah, tactic, probably the wrong word there. But Joel certainly come across very well. The second favourite then is Adam Thomas at 5-2. We spoke earlier on, he's been getting his fair share of trials. And has done well in terms of star collecting, but has also been very entertaining during those. It clearly has a lot of fears going into this, but he's gone some way to conquering them.
Yeah, he's done really well. He's had a lot of airtime, like Scarlett has. Those are probably the main two. He's, you know, I guess the girls like him. He's usually on the eye for the girls and all that. And he's well known anyway. We've obviously been in the soap. But he's come from being at what I thought was a bit of a wimp at the start. He's kind of changed that round. I quite like the lad now. And so the public, obviously, he's there. And it's going to be a tough one to call between Adam and Scarlett, I feel. But like I said, I think Scarlett will edge it. I've said that since day one, so I'm not changing mine. But no, he's come across really, really well. And done himself very, very proud.
Yeah, finally, Scarlett, then she's 1-2. She's been your pick to win this for a long time. She's been the favourite since they went into the jungle, and she's sort of lived up to market expectations. Everybody thought she'd be a firm favourite with the public, and it's proved to be the case.
Yeah, it's a funny one. I didn't realise she was a favourite before I even went in there, but I don't know. She has a lot of airtime, for sure. But she just makes her laugh, and you know, the stuff she comes out with, the faces she pulls, and she's actually quite a clever girl, to be honest. She does come out with some stuff that makes me, she's not thick at all. She's
yes.
quite clever. The challenge is she'll throw herself in and have a go. I just like her. And in some ways, you almost like the fact that she's a non-celebrity. And, you know, it's looking like a non-celebrity can win I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of It, which is quite ironic, really, I guess.
Yeah, indeed, absolutely. And just before we wrap it up then, Carl, your final three in order, are you going to stick with the market?
I'll stick with Scarlett 1, Adam 2 and Joel in third place, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's the other way around. Joel was second, Adam third.
Okay, excellent stuff then. Thank you very much for that and enjoy the final this evening.
Thanks, mate. Cheers for that.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.